In May 2016, Hawaii resident Roy Quintanilla came forward to charge that Archbishop Anthony Apuron had raped and abused him when he was an altar boy in Guam. The Archdiocese of Agana denounced the accusation as malicious lies and vowed to take the case to court. A week later, Doris Concepcion came forward and declared that her son, Joseph Quinata, told her on his deathbed that Archbishop Apuron had molested him. The accusations appeared to validate decades of rumors on Guam. Since many of the cases dated back decades, the statute of limitations barred criminal prosecution, but as more and more victims came forward, Governor Eddie Calvo signed a law that changed the statute for civil cases, and a flood of lawsuits followed. 21 people have been named, including a bishop, two archbishops, and several priests. Claims add up to at least $1 billion. Yesterday, Archbishop Michael Jude Burns announced the decision to file for bankruptcy. He told reporters, "We take responsibility as a church for the sins of the past." Some church properties will be sold, including a former hotel remodeled as a seminary and the chancery property that includes the archbishop's residence. Parish churches, schools, and a soup kitchen will continue to operate. Last year, Archbishop Apuron was convicted in a secretive Vatican trial which ordered his removal from office. The charges against him have never been disclosed. Apuron's appeal is still pending. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.